Hello and welcome to another TARDIS Jukebox here on WMFO in Medford. I'm the Doctor, and this week it's going to be a little different. What I usually do is play the best of what I've been listening to in the previous week. That's often something new, sometimes something old, but it's always something that you're probably unlikely to have heard before because, you know, it does tend to get a little obscure around here at times. But this week I've been busy, so I haven't been listening to as much new-to-me music. So what I'm going to do is play music that helped make The Doctor, that I've been listening to since I was a teenager. So stuff that is probably not all that unfamiliar to you if you're my age, but if you're younger, well, stuff 40 years ago does get a little obscure, even if it was a number one hit at the time. Anyhow, here's where we get started with one of the very first albums that I ever bought. It's a greatest hits album by a band you're sure to know. We had a 8-track player in our car when I was growing up, so some of the songs I like were hammered into my skull by the endless repetition of tapes looping around and around. Things like Helen Reddy's Greatest Hits, or this album.
I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word. I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word. Oh, I know, pretty woman, that you love to be heard. You can feel my heartbeat too. I can
tell you're feeling me. You can feel my heartbeat too, I can see you feeling me. Oh, I know, pretty woman, that your love can be hurt.
Was Barry Manilow, who I once called Barely Man Enough on a show that I did back when I was in high school. I would never do that today, of course. Anyhow, I did listen to more than just current pop music. There were oldies that I liked, oldies that were nowhere near as old then as they are now. Things like The Beatles. For the most part, you were either a Stones or a Beatles person, and I was definitely a Beatles guy. Anyhow, there was other kinds of classic rock that I listened to growing up. Here's something from one of my favorite bands then and now, The Kinks.
They say every day. Look at all the losers and the mad-eyed gazers. Look at all the loonies and the sad-eyed failures. They've given up living 'cause they just don't care. So take a good look around, the misfits are everywhere. La la.
Of course, I was and remain a big Doors fan. The Myth of Jim Morrison was just the thing that played really well with a teenage boy like me. And because of that, I'm going to be playing Riders on the Storm, and not just the single version, but the 7-minute long album version. Enjoy. Thank you.
understand. The world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta love your man. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this week on TARDIS Jukebox, the Doctor continues to explain how he became the Doctor by playing lots and lots of the music that he listened to when he was a teenager. That, of course, was The Who. It's actually from Woodstock in 1969. See Me, Feel Me from Tommy. That didn't show up on a record until 1979. It was the soundtrack to the movie The Kids Are All Right. Now, if there's one thing that 70s musicians were famous for, it was excess in the form of drugs or loud noises or whatever. I was never really one for the real heavy 70s bands, no interest in Black Sabbath or the like, but I did like psychedelic rock and all that went along with that. And that brings us to Pink Floyd.
Thank you.
And of course, once I got into psychedelic rock, that would take me back to the 60s again, and bands like Jefferson Airplane. And of course, if we're going to go into what made the Doctor into the Doctor you know and love today, you have to have some Neil Young.
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the river.
But by the time that album came out in the late 70s, I was already moving into something that was new and different. They called it new wave music from bands like Devo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
course, the new wave band that I liked better than all the rest was the Talking Heads.
Think of London, a small city.
That album, Fear of Music, is in the running as one of my all-time favorite albums, but what's probably my favorite album of all time is this one by the Gang of Four. It's called Entertainment, and one of the many great songs on the album is I Found That Essence Rare. So that pretty much brings us to the end of our How the Doctor Became the Doctor show. There is one more type of music that I haven't played yet that had a big influence on me. It's, I guess, what you'd best call weird shit. And this is from The Residents.
Doctor's dead. Doctor's dead. Doctor's dead. Doctor's dead. Is dead.
You're listening to 90.